Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I've started a whole new year, and the subject today is definitely one that a lot of people don't like to talk about. It's the subject of taking back someone who has cheated on you. Now, I understand a lot of people say that you mess up once, you kick them to the curb, but sometimes you have to believe in second chances. I am prone to love and leave, but this year, 2002, I promise that I will reconsider all my options and possibly communicate. Yes, Darlene Lewis will begin to communicate with people on a higher level. Yeah, I think I should do that because 9 times out of 10, there's always several reasons why people do the things that they do. Now, I don't believe in chronic cheating. However, I believe in communicating and trying to figure out what was the reason for the breakup or the cheateration. Now, if you are one of those people who believe in second chances, or if you're one of those people who do not believe in second chances, give me a call, 347-989-0761. And then we need to know why your love was not strong enough to maintain a healthy relationship. Give me a call. Be right back.
Me away, baby.
That was Alicia Keys talking about how strong her love is. Now, here we are with Toni Braxton, who reveals to her lover how she knows he's lied. This is a song that a lot of women have a lot of identification with, because there are some women that are married or some men that are in relationships, and they know that their lover is cheating. They know that their lover is doing something out of the ordinary, because 9 times out of 10, when you cheat, you tend to act a little different. You tend to be more nicer to your loved one out of the norm, and that's what really gives it away. Or, you know, something may happen. Your significant other may find a receipt or follow you one day, or just check your phone by mistake and see a text message. But this song right here touches deeply on when you know that your lover has lied and you say nothing. Check it out. It's very sad.
Feeling it so trash.
can't nobody sing a love song like Miss Toni Braxton in the late of night, just before I close my eyes, you lied. Listen, I don't know about you guys, but I have still have a lot of growing to do. So I really don't know if I could possibly take back someone that I found out cheated, because when you're in a relationship, you tend to put your all into that person and, you know, you don't want to share all of that good love with anyone. I'm trying to learn to communicate, and I think that's what the topic of my next show is going to be about, communications, how to realize when you are losing your lover. Anyway, we're on until 7 o'clock tonight because I am so tired of working on this book, The Harlem Poet. The edits, the re-edits, I mean, it is horrendous. Like, of all of the books that I've ever done, about it, all of the 6 books that I have out, The Harlem Poet is taking the longest to get it released because it's a conglomeration of all of the poems that that I've chosen from age 16 to now. And I just want to pick the perfect pieces to put in this book. And then coupled with that, I have pictures, and Ty Meeks, you know, contributed some pictures. Some pictures I'm going to download from Google. You got to get clearances from all these people. So that's taken a long time. And then I've taken a lot of pictures, and it's so hard to choose which picture I actually want for the cover. I've changed my mind like 3 times. So it's like really, really hard, you know, to choose which pictures. And then I'm editing the poems because once we did I did the first typing, then I, of course, printed all of the poems out and then realized that there was some typos and some grammatical issues that needed to be rectified. So that's going to take a long time because you have to be motivated just to even want to sit there and actually go over your work. And then, of course, you know, being your own critic is horrible. So it's taken such a long time, and the energy that it takes out of me for being my own critic, and as you know, I've had not such a good time with editors, and so editors have really let me down because, like, out of all of the books that I've written, I've hired editors, and then they wonder why they don't get credit for editing my book, but they're not really doing such a good job with editing my work. So that's one of the main reasons why I'm not really into hiring editors any longer, and so therefore I'm doing everything myself. And when you do stuff yourself, you know you want to be so picture perfect. So that's one of the reasons why I am taking a very long time with this book. But nevertheless, this is a new month, and we're going to have some great topics. As you know, I do a lot of work with Royal Soul Connections television show, as well as FedWorks, and we're going to be welcoming a few members to Celebrity Showcase. Phil Capone, who manages Legato, and he is a rapper. And Phil Capone is a concert promoter, manager. He's been in the music industry for a long time. And he's going to be on our Real Talk segment, which is a group of like-minded people that are have issues that they would like to talk about. So until next week, I'll talk to you then. Thank you. Well, my friend,
wearing lots of fancy clothes and drive a big fun Cadillac, not knowing all the time I had these things. My friends would snap me straight in my back. No, 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 even had a house there. Out there in Beverly Hills, I was moving so fast, though, I didn't even have time to worry about paying my bills. Have lots of money. I had them in big old stacks. I used to litter my clothes, but they never, never, ever, never, never brought them back.
Now I don't have nothing.
Like 4 minutes left in the show. Do remember to tune in every Wednesday at 6:30 on channel 56, channel 83, which is RCN Cable. Channel 56 is Time Warner. Fios channel 34 and online at MNN.org. Click on the Lifestyle channel for Celebrity Showcase TV. That's Wednesdays at 6:30. And every Thursday, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/HearNoEvil for my show, Hear No Evil. And you can always call in at 347-989-0761. Until next week.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do with it?
We found love. shoot, you drop the bomb on me. Stretch it, stretch it, flex it, flex it. Give me the permission, okie dokie, I bless it. Bless it like Buddha, Buddha as a blessed. We can lay down at the love and touch your head on my chest.
Come on.